Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. We, of course, have any news headlines coming up on this first hump day of the month of October. Have a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Have Music from Our Artist of the Week, Matt Hansen. And in today's news you can use, yesterday, I spoke with Dr. Michelle Cardale from Weight Watchers. She talked to us about help for those living with type 2 diabetes. They partnered up with Abbott to provide something really nice for you guys who are living with diabetes or have family members that are. You definitely don't want to miss that conversation. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Wednesday headlines. In national news, Speaker McCarthy's job is at risk after House votes to move ahead with Hartright effort to oust him. Speaker Kevin McCarthy's ability to remain in leadership was thrown into serious risk on Tuesday after the House voted to move ahead with an effort by Hartright Republican critics to oust him. The narrow outcome forced by McCarthy's chief rival, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, brought together a handful of conservative Republican critics of the Speaker and many Democrats who say he is unworthy of leadership. The vote was 208-218 not to table the motion, with 11 Republicans allowing it to advance. By refusing to set aside the motion, the House now opens an extraordinary floor debate ahead of the next round of voting. It's a stunning moment for the embattled McCarthy that serves as the most severe challenge yet, a potential punishment sparked by his weekend decision to work with Democrats to keep their federal government open rather than risk a shutdown. McCarthy insists he will not cut a deal with Democrats to remain in power. Gaetz rose to offer his motion as several hard-right Republicans had already announced they were ready to oppose McCarthy, many of them who fought in January during his prolonged battle to gain the gavel. It's a sad day, said Republican Representative Tom Cole of Oklahoma, as debate got underway, urging his colleagues not to plunge the House Republican majority into chaos. But Gaetz shot back during the debate, chaos is Speaker McCarthy. The Republican McCarthy's fate is deeply uncertain as he faces what's known as a motion to vacate from Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, a strident critic aligned with Donald Trump. It would take the support of only a handful of Republicans from a slim majority to remove McCarthy as Speaker if Democrats vote in favor alongside the conservative rebels. Behind closed doors early Tuesday, McCarthy told fellow Republicans, "Let's get on with it. If I counted how many times someone wanted to knock me out, I would have been gone a long time ago," McCarthy said at the Capitol after a private morning meeting. At the Capitol, both Republicans and Democrats met privately behind closed doors ahead of what would be a historic afternoon vote. In more national news, Hunter Biden pleads not guilty to three federal gun charges filed after his plea deal collapsed. Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty on Tuesday to three federal firearms charges filed after his earlier deal imploded, set in the case on a track toward a possible trial in 2024 while his father's campaigning for re-election. President Joe Biden's son has been charged with lying about his drug use in October 2018 on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days. He could face up to 25 years in prison if convicted. When asked by the magistrate judge if he understood the charges against him, he said, "Yes, Your Honor." His attorney said in court he plans to file a motion to dismiss the charges, challenging their constitutionality. Mr. Biden pleads not guilty to the three counts that have been brought against him, the attorney said to the judge. Hunter Biden has acknowledged struggling with an addiction to crack cocaine during that period in 2018, but his lawyers have said he didn't break the law. Cases like this against drug users accused of having guns are rare, and an appeals court has found the underlying statute violates the Second Amendment under new Supreme Court standards. On Tuesday, the judge noted Hunter Biden had been repeatedly tested for drugs and is negative. Hunter Biden's attorneys are suggesting that prosecutors bow to pressure by Republicans who have insisted the Democratic president's son got a sweetheart deal and that the charges were the result of political pressure. In more national news, 9-year-old who vanished from New York State Park found safe, a man linked to ransom note arrested. A 9-year-old girl who vanished during a family camping trip in upstate New York was safe and in good health on Monday after a massive 2-day search ended with her rescue and the arrest of a person suspected in her abduction, police said. Charlotte Senna disappeared while riding her bike early Saturday evening at the state park, a heavily wooded area some 35 miles north of Albany. Governor Kathy Hochul said Monday night during a news conference that investigators were able to identify a fingerprint from a ransom note allegedly left by the suspect that was identified. Conversations Daily News is not naming the individual. And finally, in business news, more evidence that the U.S. job market remains hot after U.S. job openings rise unexpectedly in August, says the Associated Press. U.S. job openings unexpectedly rose in August, another sign the U.S. Labor Department remains strong despite higher interest rates, perhaps too strong for the inflation fighters at the Fed Reserve. American employers posted 9.6 million job openings in August, up from 8.9 million in July, and the first uptick in 3 months. The Labor Department said Tuesday, economists had expected only another 8.9 million vacancies. The number of layoffs and of people quitting their jobs, a sign of confidence in their prospects, were both essentially unchanged from July. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Wednesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. You have made it to the middle of the week. Today is all about victory. It is yours if you're willing to work for it. Have an amazing hump day. Matt Hansen is our artist of the week this week. Here's his single, Chemicals, right here on Conversations Daily News.
A million pieces, a billion reasons to keep my heart just out of reach. You brought me hope when I thought I was frozen, showed me a light I've never seen. Ooh, you're a hazel paradise. Ooh, and you brought me back to life. Reaction, some kind of magic. Every time you look at me, I feel like I'm floating with every moment. There's no way I'd rather be. Oh.
Part of my conversation coming up with Dr. Michelle Cardell in today's News You Can Use. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your News You Can Use. Dr. Michelle Cardell of Weight Watchers joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about health for those living with type 2 diabetes and how Weight Watchers and Abbott's is helping is a bit of our conversation. Dr. Cardell, thank you so much for being with us today. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Cyrus. This is such an important topic. What are some of the health challenges, Dr. Cordell, that people living with diabetes do face on a daily basis?
Well, as a registered dietitian and nutrition scientist who's worked with, you know, hundreds of patients with diabetes or folks trying to lose weight, I've seen firsthand that people living with diabetes have so much to think about every day. And I'm sure you see this with your parents too. On average, people living with diabetes make over 100 decisions a day related to their health. And they're constantly thinking about, you know, what their glucose is, when they need to eat next, how to best manage their condition, which can take a physical and emotional toll for people. So it's important for people living with diabetes to be able to lean on tools and resources to best suit their lifestyle while managing their condition. And a solution that connects all the dots like this will be so helpful.
Right. As I mentioned in the intro, Dr. Cordell, that 90% of those who are in America living with diabetes have type 2. So why is weight loss important specifically for people with type 2 diabetes? And how can this partnership that I mentioned, how can it help them?
Maintaining a healthy weight is key to keeping your glucose under control, which is especially important for people living with diabetes who want to improve their overall health, gain better control over their condition, and limit future complications. We've combined the science-based Weight Watchers program, which research has consistently shown to support clinically significant weight loss, with the Abbott Freestyle Libre 2, a continuous glucose monitor, which has been proven to help with glucose control. Combining these two evidence-based programs is so powerful and will help people manage their weight and their diabetes all in one connected experience.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you for tuning in this edition of Conversations Daily News. We've got on tomorrow more news. Message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, music from Artist of the Week, Matt Hansen, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversation Daily News today, so let's go make today amazing. Take care.